Welcome to Beauty and the Gi, the podcast about jujitsu and so much more. I'm Jen Eads, a blue belt full of curiosity and questions about all the things jujitsu.
I'm AJ Klingerman, a Brazilian jujitsu black belt, obsessed with jujitsu.
Say that again for the people in the back of the room or the back of the car that may not have heard that.
Yeah. A Brazilian jujitsu black belt.
I like the sound of that.
Same. Still feels weird though.
And we're going to do an entire episode on that. So stay tuned. If you've not subscribed to the podcast already, make sure you hit that follow or that subscribe button. Look at that. Work that plug in there seamlessly.
Right in. Nice job.
Yeah. I mean, if I could just only integrate some of my jujitsu moves as seamlessly, if I could take those things that I learned at camp this weekend and seamlessly put them into my game, which is actually what we're going to talk about in this episode. We did the last episode about, you know, if you're going to camp or a seminar, like how you can kind of go into that to get the most out of it. And now, after having been to Role Model Grappling Camp this past weekend, my brain is full of so much jujitsu and stuff and joy.
Yes.
Because it was super fun. But it's like now that I'm out of that and I've got a phone full of video, I've got a notebook full of notes, but how do I actually take those things and start incorporating it into my game?
Yeah. Okay. So, I mean, one of your goals for the weekend was to get one thing out of each seminar.
Yes.
Let's start with, do you feel like you did that?
I do feel like I did that.
Great.
Yeah.
So in your notebook, kind of just like starring that one thing so that when you're trying to get that one thing going, when you're on the mat, like in between rounds, you might go back to your notebook and be like, what did I miss on this? And you can read through those notes really quickly. Oh, you have.
I mean, actually, as we were being taught. Oh, and there comes the AC, just in case we don't get that cleared up.
Right.
Yeah, because it's hot.
Air,
because it's hot in Indiana. Yeah, I was like, okay, what's the one thing? And a lot of times I found that it was more of a like a higher concept thing. Mm-hmm. And it wasn't even necessarily related to the specific move, especially with Rachel's sessions and the way that she teaches. It was like, boom, 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 star this, and plug it into a lot of different places.
Absolutely. Rachel's great with concepts. Mm-hmm. And I'm glad that you could get a lot of out of that. Because I think as a higher rank, that those concepts are very helpful, like hearing those. I often wonder, like, are the white belts, are the younger blue belts, and I don't mean in age, I just mean in time in.
Experience.
Exactly. The baby blues. Uh-huh. Are they understanding those concepts? Like, are they really like absorbing them? Because I do think that it's very helpful.
It's so helpful for me to see that, because it's very easy for me to get wrapped up in the, okay, my arm goes here and my foot goes here, but not necessarily thinking end game, what I actually want to accomplish. And the other thing that I starred from Rachel, and this was Thursday night, so this was even before camp, but she was talking about as she starts to pass, like she's already thinking about the submission that she wants, not just what position she's going to.
Right.
And I was like, oh, look at that.
Yeah. It's that game plan, right? It's
exactly.
Where am I going? What am I, you know, why am I going to side controller? Why am I going to mount?
Right.
What would I be there for? Like, are we just going for points? Are we going for a submission?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's fantastic.
So that was very helpful to my little baby blue belt brain.
Yes. Although, I don't know. I mean, I guess you're still kind of in that baby blue, but how long have you had it now?
Since the end of November, beginning of December.
Okay.
So
yeah, it's still fairly new.
It still feels new. Yeah. So that was one of the things that I got. So another thing that I got from Rachel, and it's one thing to hear Rachel talk about something. It's another thing to feel her do it to you and actually have the joy of her driving her head into your jaw. I mean, it's almost as fun as your S mount. This was actually during Dominica's session. But Rachel was nearby and we'd asked her to come over and help us a little bit. And I have not in the past been very good about using my head as another point of contact. that is very much drilled into me now that it has been drilled into my body.
It was literally physically drilled into
it. It was. I'm like, ah, oh, thanks. I won't forget that now.
Yeah. Yeah. I'll stick with you.
Yeah.
I would say, like, I'm very impressed because we rolled Tuesday after camp and just like seeing you hit multiple things from camp. I was like, oh, nice. There you go. There, camp move. That's awesome. So I think you really did take to heart trying to put something from each section into your game and actually trying to put them into your roles. So,
yeah. And I feel like I don't feel pressure to be like, oh, I've learned all these things. I've got to be able to do this now. But I feel like I'm still trying to figure out exactly what my game is. And so it's so cool at camp to get to see all of these different, you know, styles and different guards and different passes and all of these things and get a better idea, especially like when you are drill, drill, drill for 2 hours. It's different than just doing it in class one day and getting some drills in and then doing rounds and trying to hit it. It feels like it gets more in your body because we drill it so much. I thought all of the instructors did a phenomenal job of kind of building on, like, we're going to start here and we're going to do these two things as part of this move. And then they continued to build onto it. And one thing I did find myself doing was, like, by the time they got to the fourth thing, I was like, my brain is done.
Yeah.
I'm not taking any more video. I'm not writing down notes. I'm watching it, but I'm not going to
overwhelm yourself.
Yeah. And we talked about that in the previous episode, kind of knowing when you've reached that maximum capacity in your brain. And I was like, okay, I'm done. And even when we go back to drill these things, I'm going to drill the first few that we worked on and at least try to get those into my bones.
Yeah. And you're like, your partner can do all of them. Or your partner maybe is just doing the first two. Like, it doesn't really matter. It just is that you're continuing to work those things.
Yeah. So that was really helpful.
Okay. So you also had a goal to make a new friend every day. How'd that go?
That went really well.
Good.
I made a friend on Friday. I made a friend on Saturday. Sunday, I wasn't like really trying to make friends because I was tired.
Yeah.
But I feel like I made multiple friends over the course of the weekend. So that was really nice. And thank you to everyone that came up and said either something really nice about the podcast or they're like, hey, I'll roll with you because I know you're trying to hit that number. And that was so helpful. And I think just putting that out in the last podcast was one of those little things that kind of set me up to actually be successful because I got my two roles with friends I didn't have yet on Friday.
Good.
And then Sunday, I only got my five in because Claire, at the end of her session.
Thank God for her.
I know. I'm so grateful. That's the only reason I hit that number. And I thought, what a cool thing to do just for her to say, okay, a lot of you all don't have the opportunity to roll with this many women at your schools or, you know, even when you compete, there may not be that many that actually show up. So why not take advantage of it and get some roles in? So I really appreciated her doing that. And then I hit that five. Saturday did not happen because I chose a cheeseburger over hitting my five roles, which I think in hindsight was a solid choice because I'm not going to make any friends if I'm hangry.
Yeah, that's true. So, but like that Jen girl.
She's so mean.
Somebody give her a cheeseburger.
So I'm just going to throw this out there for any future camps or events where you might see me. And if I look a little cranky, just get me a cheeseburger and we're good to go.
That'd be so funny. I just picture all these ladies coming up like
with cheeseburgers.
You're going to look like the Hamburglar.
Or candy bars. Candy bars work too.
Yes. Yeah, of course. So going back to Claire, having us roll at the end was the only time I got to roll all weekend.
Ah.
So I did get in three rounds.
Okay, good.
During Claire's session. And that's it. Those are the only rounds I got all weekend. I did not hit my goal of five. I was really trying for five. It was just harder than we recognized, I think. I always have such high hopes for how much I'll get to participate.
Mm-hmm.
Risser too, you know, like, because as soon as the session is over, people want to buy stuff.
Right.
And so we're like rushing over to the table to like sell things and, or preparing for the next thing or, you know, like, so I think I just overestimated my ability to get things done.
Shocking.
I know, right? But yeah, so I got to roll with Risser and Emma and Des. So I did get a couple rounds with people that were not on our team. Mm-hmm. But yeah, it was, I'm at least glad I got to get those in.
Yeah, that's good. What was your, do you have a favorite part of camp? Or what's something that really stuck with you?
Ooh, stuck with me is different than favorite, I think.
Yeah, I can see how that would be possible.
Yeah. So we did this session in the kids' room. So we had to do next gen and their ages 8 to 13. And we just did this little session talking about like things that they're struggling with. And we had them mark this paper. And then they exchanged them and nobody knew whose paper was what kind of thing. Mm-hmm. But half of those girls stood up, half the room stood up that they have had thoughts about like not wanting to exist or, you know. Mm-hmm. And I sobbed forever.
Yeah.
Like it just, and at that age, they're so stoic about it.
Yeah.
They're just like, yeah, that's just kind of, it is what it is kind of thing, you know. And so we talked a lot with them about, you know, like if you need someone to talk to, I'm here for you. We did a group hug at the end and, you know, like mm-hmm. just one of the little girls was like, it is never worth it to hurt yourself.
Aww.
And she's like 10, I think. And she was talking about these girls bullying her and, you know, how she wanted to hurt herself. And then she thought about her mom and her brother and her friends and just like, just really stood up and like told her story at 10 years old. And it was just... So what stuck with me the most was definitely that and being able to just have that community of girls. And we do something similar in the adult room mm-hmm. that I don't really talk about because I want it to kind of be in the moment. But just having those young girls and seeing how stuff like this changes their lives. Mm-hmm. It gives them confidence. It makes them stronger. It gives them community that they didn't have before.
Right.
You know, some of these girls didn't have friends at school. But then they come into jiu-jitsu and make good friends.
Yeah.
And at the end of the weekend, a bunch of them got to write letters to either like their coach or one of the coaches from the weekend or their mom. And I think I got like 10 letters.
Ah.
Just, you know, that's definitely what stuck with me.
Yeah. What was something you learned this weekend?
Ooh. I've seen Rachel teach a lot, so I always get something out of her session. Mm-hmm. A lot of times, one of my business clients always says something to the effect of like, we don't always need to learn, we just need to remember.
Yes.
Or we need to be reminded.
All the time.
Exactly. And so with Rachel, there were some really good reminders in there for me mm-hmm. Because I do get the opportunity to learn from her a lot. So it was like, oh yeah, I need to get back to doing that kind of thing. I liked Dominica's frog.
Yeah.
I loved her warm-ups too. I really enjoyed how she did the warm-ups. That was very cool. And I really liked Claire's like kind of pass from single leg X.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, good stuff.
Yeah, it was all really good stuff.
The 90s party was a blast.
It was so much fun.
And you did decide to do a lip sync.
I did kind of last minute. I thought, you know what? I can come up with one song from the 90s that I know most of the words to and can go up and just kind of act ridiculous.
Exactly.
And I did. And it was super fun.
So it was great.
Lenny Kravitz, American Woman. But for me, the highlight of lip sync was Nicole's Gwen Stefani.
Yes.
I mean, that was amazing.
She raised more money herself. Because, okay, if you haven't heard, when we do the lip sync, we put out hats this time and you put dollars in. To vote for the winner. And then all of that money went to Alzheimer's research. And Nicole raised more money herself than we raised last year. So that was really cool. And we raised over $2,000 altogether for Alzheimer's.
That's incredible.
Yeah. Yeah. So that's another thing that definitely is a highlight for me.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah. 90s party. So much fun. When everybody had left the party and I was like, dry mop. Well, I think Risser dry mopped and then we sprayed and then I mopped and, you know, like I'm like dancing to all the songs still while I'm like mopping. Just still having a great time.
It was so fun, especially to see like just the age range. Mm-hmm. So like some of us that actually experienced the 90s and then others that weren't even born yet. But everybody just coming together, having such a good time, and the line dancing and all of just all of the things.
So like all of the next gen girls were up on the stage dancing.
Yeah.
And Summer. And Summer Hannah living her best life. And she was like, we're all from the 2000s. She's just up there with the kids. It was great. It was fantastic.
I don't know what it was about this camp, but this is by far the most fun that I've had at camp. It could be because maybe I kind of already knew some people. I think part of it too is that I don't feel as overwhelmed because maybe some of the jiu-jitsu stuff I've actually seen in class and maybe seen it a few times. So it's like I didn't feel stuck at the very early stages.
Right.
And I think that made it more fun because then I was like, oh, and I could start to see, it just feels like little pieces of the puzzle are slowly starting to come together, even though that was like a 1,000-piece jigsaw puzzle that got dumped on us.
And, you know, I think part of it is intention,
right?
Like you went in knowing what you wanted out of the weekend. And part of that is the experience. Part of it is making friends and all of that. Not just the jiu-jitsu.
Yeah.
And then also knowing that you weren't going to have too high of expectations for yourself. You know, like you didn't go in thinking, all right, we're about to learn 12 hours of jiu-jitsu and I'm going to master it all in the weekend. Yeah. You're like, I'm going to get one thing out of each part.
Yeah.
Great. Done.
I will also tell you that when I started rolling Friday night and it was no gi, which is like, I like the gi. I like to have some things to hang on to.
Yeah.
So I'm like, oh, I don't think I've done no gi since last camp because I never come to no gi class here. Maybe I need to change that, rethink that a little bit. So I was immediately like, well, there's no pressure here.
Yeah.
And I have never had so much fun getting beat up. Most everyone that I rolled with was probably younger than me, considerably.
Yeah. Yeah.
I just rolled around and had fun.
Yeah.
I didn't have any major expectations out of it.
That's
just
perfect.
Like, go
That's
get
exactly.
My- I had a number to hit and I just wanted to hit that number and it took all the other stress away.
I love that. Yeah. I didn't say, okay, your goal is to go out and beat up three women at camp.
Right.
That's the goal. Right. We're going to show them.
Because anyone that rolled with me knows that isn't going to happen.
That wasn't my goal. Same. Yeah. That wasn't my goal at all. My goal was just to go out and have some fun and get some movement and break in the black belt a little bit.
Do you know what else was super awesome?
What?
I was not the only, you know, 50-ish blue belt there.
That's great.
Like we had our little, I had my people. It was amazing. It was like these little unicorns got together.
Here we are.
Here and we are.
That's a thing. Like with 200 women at camp, you're going to find people that are, you know, your same age, your same rank, your same size, you know, whatever that you're not used to at your own home gym.
Oh, and also, shout out for the 90s party that Lori brought Laffy Taffy.
Perfect.
And I was like, she's my people.
Yep, she's great. She's great.
So do you have next year's camp planned already?
You know I'm already in it. You know I am. We were planning it at camp. We were kind of planning it before.
Of course you
were. Like the next year's 10. You know, I'm just real big on best one yet.
Right.
And you said this was your best one yet, so I've got to top it. But yeah, we are working on camp.
All right. There you have it, friends. Anything else we need to include in this one before we wrap it up?
I think that's it. Follow us everywhere.
And we are going to do a better job of posting to Instagram. Like that is a goal that we have.
Yes. We've now done some reels and we're going to do more.
Yeah, because we're learning all the things.
Yeah, we're just trying to be everywhere you want to be.
So you can find us on Instagram at Beauty in the Gi Podcast. I'm hanging out there at Brassy Broad Jen.
I'm AJ Klingerman, everywhere you go, and Role Model Grappling, everywhere you go.
And we're on TikTok too.
Yeah.
Thanks for tuning in, and we will see you on the mat.